Now back to the news. Our last batch of stories has an emotional appeal by former Anglia TV man and now our very own sound recordist, Eddie Elmhurst, to find a missing cup. But Marianne starts with the news that should be music to your ears, if you like singing.
The Anglian singers who rehearse at the United Reformed Church in Ipswich Road, Norwich, are looking for new members. They are a mixed choir of about 30 voices and sing both cappella and accompanied works ranging from the 16th century to the present day. They give regular concerts and recitals throughout Norfolk and are always delighted to assist in raising funds for charitable purposes and on occasions such as anniversaries and restoration appeals. Members of the choir are drawn from a wide area surrounding Norwich and they rehearse each Monday evening from 7:30 to 9:30. They are looking to welcome new members across all four voice parts of the choir, in particular bass and tenors. The first term of the membership is free, and if you are interested, email the music director, John Barnum, at jxbandjkb@hotmail.co.uk.
Bus boffin Rhys Collison has become a national sensation after travelling to London to take part in a Radio 1 news segment. The city man raced through the capital on foot in a segment named Beat the Bus, and the Cossey native has gone viral thanks to his adoration of buses. He travelled all the way to London to take part in the show, which sees an average of 4.5 million people tune in. The Sainsbury's Longwater delivery driver, 25, said that appearing on Radio 1 on the Radio 1 challenge was meant to be. He said, "I had to message in. You think you're never going to hear back, but a minute later I had the producers ringing me up to see if I was up for this. They said I was perfect and they'd love to have me on. I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked." The game was founded after a Transport for London report released data which highlighted the network's slowest services. It included the 14 bus, which takes more than an hour and a half to travel the 8 miles between Putney Heath and Russell Square during rush hour. DJ and UEA alumnus Greg James challenged Rhys to walk a portion of the route, 1.8 miles, between Russell Square and Green Park, while fellow listener Annie Bond hopped on a red bus. Rhys said, "I'm just quite adventurous. I can't sit still." "There are 545 regular daytime routes in London, and I've done 412 of them. I've got a list of every single one I've done, and the 14 is in the top 10. However, Rhys was beaten to the finish line by the big red bus and cited the pandemic and half term for speeding up the service.
The Elmhurst Cup was once the most sought-after award for young Norwich City players, and the trophy has been dished out to a few rather talented youngsters in the past. The first recipient was Canaries legend Chris Sutton, and it was also awarded to a young Darren Eady. But somewhere along the line, the cup disappeared, and now the Evening News is appealing to find it and even reinstate the prize. The Mary Elmhurst Memorial Cup was first dished out around 1990 in memory of its namesake, who left £1,000 to the club when she died in 1987. It was decided the best way to remember the well-known City fan was to encourage young players. Eddie Elmhurst, Mary's son, was invited to present the award to the most up-and-coming player of the season at City annually over the course of 20 years. He said, "I was always invited to present the cup at an open day or similar event. I would find out in the weeks prior to which player would be the recipient of the cup, and I would personally arrange to have the cup inscribed with the winner's name. Other recipients included Andrew Marshall, Danny Crowe and Stephen Arnold." Eddie added, "The last time I saw the cup must have been around 10 years ago, but before this I saw it every year for 20 years. I wrote the winner in a letter each year congratulating them, and I would also give a silver mini cup for them to keep with their name inscribed on it. The mini cup would be about £100, so over the years I spent nearly £2,000, but I didn't mind because it was from my mother." Eddie would like to know what happened to the prestigious cup, as it is hugely sentimental to him. He said, "I wonder if anyone cleans it, or if it's just sitting there collecting dust. It would just be nice to know what happened to it."